New Year, same extra value meals at McDonald's. So now get two snack wraps plus fries and a medium soft drink for just $8.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California and for delivery.
The General Banter Podcast with Colin Jettis.
Right about now, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to get yourself and your soul together. This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather of soul,
Colin Jettis.
It's Gettis, actually.
Jettis.
Gettis.
Jettis. Jettis. Jettis.
Fuck you. Is happening. Welcome to the General Banter Podcast on today that is fucking March the 15th, I want to say. Does that sound about right? Yeah, let's go with that, saying that tomorrow is Lavery's Comedy Club, which is the 16th, which is in fact pre-St. Paddy's Day, which means if you're a student or someone who doesn't have to be in work, etc., you can get yourself down to Lavery's and get well and truly lubed up before you have to do any drinking on St. Paddy's Day. Let's get cunted. Yeah? I don't know how St. Paddy's Day works. I can't really remember because anytime I was in uni, it didn't matter what fucking day it fell on. And now you're grown up, you're like, oh, I got fun on Wednesday. What can you do? You know? I'll drop a load of peas in a Guinness, turn it green and see what the fuck happens. You know what I mean? So there you go, Lavery's Comedy Club is tomorrow. If you're listening to this on the 15th, get yourselves down, you know. I'll probably be doing most of the promo through fucking Snapchat, because that's how I roll now, okay, guys? That's the gigs coming up. We've got 16th, Lavery's Comedy Club, pre-St. Paddy's Day, fucking riot. Me, Tom the Barrow Man, he's coming up from fuck knows by, wherever he's from, down south somewhere. I think he's from Tipperary, I don't think he lives there anymore. We've got Connor Keyes, we've got Shane Todd. We have one more person. Who is it? Come on now. Come on now. Who the fuck? Who is it? Bear with me. Oh, what a dickhead. Hold on. Ding, 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 ding. Da-da-da-ding, ding, ding, ding. This is filler music while I figure out who's on. No, cancel. No, no, see. Kieran Bartlett. Sure, he's only fucking headlining. How did I forget that? Jesus Christ. Because it's, you know, St. Paddy's Day. And he plays music. We'll probably have him finish with some sort of Irishy fiddly D shit. Say fiddly D, no fiddles involved at all. But that's happening. And then the day after, we're going to Rathlin Island on St. Paddy's Day. Me, Shane Todd, Kieran Bartlett, Dave Elliott, Uncle Ellie, aka Juicy Juice, fucking Rory Woods is going. I don't know if McCann's going. Or no, he's in Liverpool or something. I don't know. Anyway, that's what's happening. Rathlin Island. Other gigs to fucking promote. I'll do it real quick. I'll do it really quickly. In this echoey garage, which I'll explain in a minute. 1st of April, there is a gig in Castle... No, it's not Castle Wellen. Warren Point. Jesus Christ, my brain. I'm hungover. I'll talk about it in a minute. The Castle of Comedy launch night, Colin Gettis, that's me, Aaron McCann, Rory Woods, Kieran Bartlett, MC Connor McGinley, and that is at Narrowwater House, no, Narrowwater Castle, okay, which I imagine is in Warren Point, if I remember correctly. So there you go, come to a gig in a castle, tickets are £12 or £15 at the door. Available at Finnegan and Sons, Newry. Whatever the fuck that is. I like to think it's a butcher's because we've done a gig before in Cushendall. You know, anytime you do these remote gigs, it's like, the gig's happening down the Hurling Club, but you can get the tickets there in the butcher's during the day. Gives £2 a stew and steak there, and two tickets to see that them fucking dickheads talk to each other down there. Good time. I don't know what that accent was. It was 12 accents in one. Holler! That's in the first, and then the second is the return of the Book Reserve Comedy Club. It's actually called the Cocktail Comedy Club, and what you do there is you bring your own booze and you pay in for 12 quid, and then they make you like virgin cocktails and you pour your booze into it. You can either do it that way or you can just bring your own booze. I would suggest you buy the cocktails there, give them support. It is a charity at the end of the fucking day, isn't it? Anyway, let's crack on with this podcast. Today I'm in the garage because last night we had a few drinks, had a couple of drinks. I'm trying to work on my Donald Trump impression. I hate... that's your go-to, like, fucking racist American politician. I hate... I can't do it. Anyway. Bullshit. Yeah. Begley's over. Conor Begley, a.k.a. the man boy, a.k.a. Well, that's probably about Beggles. That's about the end of the nicknames for Begley. He came over last night for some drinks. We weren't really planning any drinks, but this is what happens in Ireland. / Northern Ireland. I don't know how political you want to get with it, guys. But the sun came out yesterday. I did a whole lot of just standing in the fucking garden. Just like, and it's nice. Literally doing nothing. You're just standing there with a cup of tea. Staring at grass going, look at that. Isn't that lovely? So of course everyone gets the fucking beer fever. So he comes over and we drink. And I'll tell you what I did yesterday, right? This is like an eclipse. When this happens, I did two workouts yesterday. How about that? How about that shit, guys? Two fucking workouts. Yep. I'll get a fitness freak there. Woke up in the morning. Did one of those HIIT sessions that fucking body coach asshole never shuts up at. Get up. Do your HIIT session. Fucking da-da-da. Guilty. You know what I mean? Follow that cunt on Snapchat. He's got like fucking... He's probably a multi-billionaire. Teaching fucking retards how to cook. Peppers. Fucking. Peppers. Onions. Chicken. There you go. Lean in 15. Really? And you're getting paid for that advice? Unbelievable. Here we go. Lean in 15. Rice. Chicken. Done. Yep. Yep. I know that rice and chicken are probably fairly lean. Fair play to you. Huh? Lean in 15. Lean in 15, steak, and that's it. Give me your money.
People love an old fucking gimmick, though. Fair play to him.
Lean in 15, rice, dry. Thank you.
Good stuff, mate. Thanks. Thanks for your advice on how to eat lean.
Lean in 15, cup of tea, don't eat. Thank you.
Good stuff, mate. Thanks. Yeah, so I did these workouts where you do like 20 seconds on, 40 seconds off. But the 20 seconds, you go full dog shit. So I thought the best way to do that was on a punch bag, right? Didn't do that. Decided I was going to split the 20 up. I was going to go, I'll do some really quick reps of like, you know, various weightlifting type shit. Nothing too heavy because you're trying to do them quite quickly. But I ended up doing... I thought I was going to do like 10 and 10. I'll do 10 hitting the punch bag. I'll do 10 lifting weights. And then I got carried away and I was like, oh, I've only fucking two of these little, what do you call it, intervals left to do the punch bag. So I just did it all weights. So I walked around with like shaky legs all day going, oh God, fuck this. And then, you know, I don't know. Do you ever, sometimes you do, like if I do a workout in the morning, this has turned into Colin Geddes. Colin Geddes reveals secrets of fitness that don't work on him. So I did a workout in the morning and then in the evening I was like, I feel like this is more the time that I would normally work out. So I feel like I should do another one. That's how I felt. I was like, I haven't, because I did it so early, I was like, I feel like I've recovered from the one in the morning. Turns out no, because I went back out. And I did more of those little intervals. I only did 12 rounds, which when you put it together, you're like, oh, you only really did like fucking, I don't know, you tell me what 20 times 12 is. I don't know. Who cares? I'm not doing maths live. It's embarrassing. I could have guessed that would be less embarrassing. I don't know. So I did that. So I did two workouts. And then Begley came over and drank vodka. And I'll tell you something. Do you ever see those old wrestling shows when it's like, you know, you got some old wrestler and he's like, we were just performing every night and the pain got too much, so I became addicted to vodka. Some sort of vodka and pain pills. I did two workouts in one day and I was like, I'm an alcoholic now. I am a full alcoholic. Because if you do two workouts and then drink some vodka and pineapple, I'm going to do, that's my impression of that Leaning 15 guy, but my version of it. Get some cocktails, vodka, pineapple juice, gay! was fizzy pineapple juice. In fact, it was mean, like, lemonade man's pineapple juice that Maureen bought for a joke. And I was like, that's what I'm going to drink. Like, I'm 13. But tell you what, it actually felt like I'd taken heroin because I'd done so many fucking workouts. I did too. But I don't know where this story's going, really. It's bullshit. What I'm saying is, who needs drugs when you can exercise and drink vodka? Vodka is drugs, mate. Well, I'm not a scientist, right? So fucking leave me alone. Good times. Two workouts yesterday. Didn't get any steaks or blowjobs, saying that it was steak and blowjob day yesterday. Which I must laugh at. It's like, you know, it's pretty much how my whole comedy material works. Where I go, isn't it funny that women get themselves this? Well, why don't, imagine if that was fellas, and then let's multiply that by 10 and add a whole load of, like, just unnecessary filth to make a point. That's exactly how my stand-up material is written. And that's exactly where steak and a blowjob days come from. They're like, girls get Valentine's Day, you get cards, we take you out for dinner and all that. Well, guess what? Exactly 1 month later, I'm going to fuck your face and you have to make me meat. How about that? There's no special day for men. So I'm going to bang you in the tonsils and then you need to learn how to cook a steak, all right? First of all, no harm to women. Here's a sexist remark. I don't know about your girlfriend, but mine can't cook a steak. It should be called Suck My Dick While I Make My Own Steak, because you'll probably fuck it up. That's gross, isn't it? What other days can you make up? Rim job and a fucking vol-au-vent. Ring job, did I say there? Rim job. Ring job sounds disgusting. What other days? Yeah, rim job, vol-au-vents. Gives a bagpipe and a hot dog. What's a bagpipe, you ask? It's when you stick your dick in someone's armpit. Which, I don't know whether it's better to have it cleanly shaven or just let them grow long, manly pit hair. Unless you're fucking a dude, in which case, have at it, guys. Which is my favourite American term, which is one of the few ones I feel like we should adopt. Have at it. Steak and a blowjob, have at it, mate. Uh-huh. Unreal. Steak and a blowjob day. It's great. And then, you know, the quote was like, yeah, we can, guys can make stuff up too, like Valentine's Day, you know. As if a girl was like, I'm gonna invent a day where I get a card from a shop where everyone buys cards from. You know, it's like buying a fucking, it's like buying the t-shirt that's in the window of Topshop. Every cunt has it, you know what I mean? Go to the box or something like that. Every fucker's wearing the same t-shirt. Unbelievable. When was the last time I was in H&M? Just to go off on a fucking tangent here. I can't remember, but I was walking around going, that's how you know you're getting old. Where you're looking at the clothes going, what sort of fucking imbecile wears this shit? And then, of course, a swarm of them come in the shop. And what, you know, I can remember, like, when I was a kid, like, later teenager, mid to late teens, I had mates, like, I had big fucking mates, you know what I mean? I had a couple of mates were already lifting weights. I had a couple of tall ones. Most of them were, you know, on average 6 foot plus. Big lads, you know what I mean? And then I seen this squad of, like, fucking, children. You know what I mean? Like, I've never seen smaller little boys in my life. And they've all got a perm. and they're wearing a Thrasher fucking hoodie that it looks like they borrowed from their fucking boyfriend who wears a bigger hoodie. Thrasher, like, but you don't even know what Thrasher is, mate. Even I know what it is, and I didn't even skate that much. Because it was too big, mate, alright? I was playing rugby and doing manly shit, and yous are out getting fucking perms and exposing your ankles. Definitely don't expose your ankles, boys. How about that? Yeah, man, just wearing my boyfriend's hoodie, a pair of 6-year-old's stretch skinny jeans, and a wee pair of Vans, and I've shaved and fake tan my ankles. Let's go out and get some puss. All right, bro. Best of luck with that. Oh, unbelievable. I had shit to talk about here. What the fuck's going on? Let me read this. Drank for a week. That's pretty much accurate. I've done nothing but fucking drink. As soon as you go, I'm trying to be healthy. Shit just pops up, and I'm gonna blame it on Connor Begley, aka the man boy, aka Bagels, who's asleep in my house right now. And I'm up like a dickhead doing a fucking podcast, walking around a garage, as not to wake him. Huh? Stop coming around here looking booze. Dragging us all down. Although vodka might be the future, because I only had about 3 of them, and I was pretty pished. And I feel fine today, so good times. But he was around last week again, and then he left. And it wasn't even like, let's go out drinking. It was just like, oh, fucking, I have to go over to girlfriend Maureen's parents' house. Because her uncle and stuff's over. And they have like a bar area, and you're drinking in that. And guess what? If you have a room designated to drink in, and there's a fire in it, and whatever else, guess what? There's no closing time, so you drink to fucking asshole o'clock. Pure shit. Absolute pure shit. And I did witness something pretty funny, because girlfriend Maureen's sister is in New Zealand, yeah. And I was in the room whilst their parents Skyped the sister. And talk about fucking... It was like watching cavemen discover fire. You'd think Skype, you know, with the invention of FaceTime and Snapchats and all that other shit, that Skype would seem slightly antiquated. But, oh, these ones were lapping it up. Like, it was, oh my God! It's the wheel! And, just basically do... reenacting day-to-day shit that they would do in the house, as if to be like, did you miss us? I'm gonna boil a kettle for you so you can hear the old noise of the kettle boiling. Do you remember that? I know you only left a couple of months ago, but do you remember? Here's... Turn it round to me. Look, watch me drink this tea. Think of Ireland, remember? It was good fun. Also drunk that night too. It was just, too much. Too much. I want to talk about... a cool thing. By the way, happy birthday to Mickey Bartlett. Couldn't make it to his birthday last Friday or Thursday. For sure, tell me sooner, is what I'm saying. Typical Mickey Bartlett. I'm having my birthday. When? In an hour. Do you want to come? Oh, well, didn't really factor it into my plans at all. Can't really make it, so... Happy 50th. I think he's 29. And I'm already 29, and he just turned 29. But in my brain... He's always my canary down the well, you know? Well? Never put a canary down a well. It will definitely die. I believe the expression is canary down a mine. Because if the canary starts freaking out, then you should start freaking out. And that's Mickey, you know? He hardlines it. So the day he has a heart attack, I'm going to start eating kale. Start eating kale, doing squats. I do squats. I do squats all the time, bitch. I'm a fucking monster. But I will not eat kale, you know? I may as well just shred up sheets of plastic and eat it. It's fucking disgusting. Like, how super is... You know when people talk superfoods? How super is kale that I just can't... You know, can I afford not to eat it? You know, if they're like, oh, it's got about the same, you know, fucking... What's in it that people are eating anyway? Some sort of vitamins? If they go, there's as much in a broccoli, I'm eating a broccoli. Because kale tastes like dog shit. I also brought it up one time. It was actually the girlfriend Morton's dad, and I was like, blah, blah, something about kale. And he goes, is that that old shit they feed the cows? And I went, well, I'll tell you what, mate, if it is, I'll not be fucking eating it anytime soon. Like, it's so shitty that they're just like, feed it the cows. But then they did the same with lobster at one stage, didn't they? With this disgusting fucking spider we found in the sea, feed it to those prisoners. And the prisoners got to eat lobster until someone turned around and went, mate, lobster's delicious, okay? Rip it. Too much work. Again, it's like the kale thing. If you had kale and you had a six pack in a half a week, then I'd eat kale. But otherwise, suck my dick, you know what I mean? Do you want to eat quinoa? It's really good. I'm sure it is. But I'm not spending that money on what looks like something you would throw away. It looks like the bit was left over when you were making, like, flour or something. The fuck out of my life, your superfoods. Mmm. I'll eat a blueberry, like, in a muffin. So anyway, as you well know, there are General Banter t-shirts available on the website, colingettis.com. We got a little small batch of mediums, large, back in. There was slight arguments over the sizes of the t-shirts. Not arguments, there was a slight miscalculation, so we got that fixed. So colingettis.com, get yourself a General Banter t-shirt. I'll send you stickers. I'll send you whatever. Do you want me to wear it for a week? Send it to you. Smelling like sexy man who does 2 workouts a day. Sorry. Before I go on to this other shit, I was going to tell you. There was a program on BBC last night called Animal Island or something. Don't quote me on that. It was on BBC. And it was about people in... it was about people in Ireland who were obsessed with animals. And it was like a fucking... It was like a mock doc. It was beautiful. If you've ever seen Christopher Guest's Best in Show, the guy that was in like Spinal Tap and Mighty Wind and all that shit, he has a film which is a piss take of like people who enter dogs into like the American version of Crufts, which is also on TV at the minute, which we'll get to. But you want to see the fucking lunatics on this show. There was a woman who kept ferrets, and I was talking about weird smells there. It pretty much described what I was... Like, I was joking there, saying I'll wear a t-shirt, post it to you. This woman had ferrets, and she's like, they do release quite a potent aroma. It smells a lot like sort of mustard and onions. And that's pretty much what your t-shirt would smell like if you made me wear it for a week and then post it. But, and she was weird as fuck. You know when you're like, crazy cat lady? You've got that idea in your head. This is a crazy cat lady. Wait till you see crazy ferret woman. Jesus Christ.
People sometimes freak out when they see the ferret on the harness, but at the end of the day, it's out on a happy walk. We're walking the ferret, and the ferret's happy, and you know, it enjoys running around. It's got its little harness on. It's from a very loving family, and
all this shit. And you're like, you are a mentalist. You're a full fucking mentalist.
I think ferrets are misunderstood. You know, people would love ferrets. They're as intelligent as a dog, and just have as much love to give. As an orphan child, and they're just, oh my god, they're lovely. They're just lovely.
And then she's got talking about one of them that was getting older, and she's like, this one's called fucking, it had one of like a Ninja Turtle name. This one's Donatello or something. And it's in ferret years, it's 90. And this thing was like an old grey man, like just an old grey dick that could barely move anymore. In the wild, it would be dead long ago. And she starts crying, going, I'm just not sure if it's going to be around for our wedding. And you're like, hold on, what the fuck's a ferret going to do at your wedding? Bring a ring down the fucking aisle? Oh, here comes one of those things that looks like you buy in the gadget shop 10 years ago. Like a ferret attached to a ball. Oh no, it's got a ring on it. This is very romantic. Does anybody smell mustard on onions? Oh, don't worry, it's the flock of fucking ferrets I have coming down the... aisle there. Don't worry about it. Don't stand on it. They're very affectionate. Unbelievable. But then it was just one after another. You know, they cut the like they cut the fucking so this couple from like Kildare who were like, you know, like you could if it was a sketch, you would go, that's too much. You've went overboard there. Like the guy was, you know, I don't want to make assumptions. Gay as fuck. But his wife, who was pretty fucking, she was alright, like she was weird as shit. You know, I feel like if you modernised her a wee bit and give her hair that wasn't from the 60s, she wasn't bad looking. And they were obsessed with these dogs. And they showed them and stuff. He's wearing a fucking orange jacket. Like, it was like not like Guantanamo Bay. Like, he's wearing a blazer that's orange. I was like, fair play to you, sir. I wouldn't even know where to fucking buy that. But they were all fucking, you know, like, sometimes the dogs get horny and I'll suck the dog out. Well, they didn't say that, but, you know, they would. You know those weirdos that are just like, when the bitches are in heat, you know, I'll finger the bitches just to keep them fucking, keep them relaxed a wee bit, you know. You never finger a bitch. Come on, boys. So I was sipping coffee. I'm trying to get away from the mic. Because I've been listening to podcasts recently where people just drink on the microphone and it makes me want to die. And then finally, the guy on the show, maybe the best one. Just watch the show because it's fucking brilliant. This guy was like, was into budgies and they turned up at some orange hall somewhere. The place is filled with budgie cages. And he's like, it's very exciting to get the budgery cut. The voice on him, if you can imagine, like, Peter Griffin of Family Guy fame, but he was from, like, East Belfast. So he had that kind of, like, know what I mean? Like, one of the budgery cars are... And, by the way, you forget that a male bird is a cock, no matter what fucking type of bird it is. He's like, oh, I got a fucking cage full of cocks over here. The cocks perform well that day on the budgery car. This is a nice wee blue one here and all. He's getting old. But he's the cock's putting on a nice show. The cock's putting on a lovely show that day, pumping out his chest and all for a play to the cocks. And then he won. It was basically him and a bunch of old men who were just... The budgie was their only fucking friend. And he's got like 400... What do you call it? Like a ribbon. Like when you win a competition, they give you like a little fucking ribbon. And he cleaned up. Each cage had like 6 ribbons on it. And all these old men just crying, going, I still love you. I still love you, my wee birdie. And he's like, that's it, lads. Absolutely smashed it out the fucking park at this. So it did. My budgie guards are fucking supreme. Here, Roy. Yes. Fuck you, Roy. I fucking smash every time with my cocks. These cocks are dominating. Unbelievable. Most ridiculous fucking show on the TV. Great, though. I'll watch it next week. For sure. Uh-huh. Coffee breaks. A cool thing happened. I'll tell you this before we jump into new... Have I been talking for 26 minutes? Fucking... I mean, my... It may or may not happen. My plan for this podcast was to do my bit, and then we break into chat with Connor Begley when he wakes up, and then we finish off with questions. But I'll leave my options open, you know. If needs be, I'll cut this bit out. I'll do an intro to him. I don't know. We'll fucking work it out, guys, okay? I was speaking to you a minute ago. I ordered t-shirts a while ago, General Banter t-shirts. I haven't been pushing them because I've been busy as shit. They are there, colingettis.com. Get a General Banter t-shirt. Free stickers, free delivery, all that shit. I need to fix it so that outside the UK, you need to pay for it, because I've made some fucking mistakes before. Send it to Australia, mate, no worries. The fucking postage costs more than a t-shirt. Great, dickhead. Although I do enjoy the idea of someone walking around Australia wearing a General Banter t-shirt, but whatever. Which is getting a rebrand, by the way, as it slowly but surely becomes a production company. We will be rebranding it. Got myself a new logo. Looks good. You know? Maybe make t-shirts down the line with that shit on it. So I got those t-shirts. The guy that I ordered it from is in a band called the Bonnevilles. Northern Irish band from Lurgan. I've heard of them before. Didn't really listen to them that much. And it's weird because I knew that I was recommended... I've probably told this story before. I was recommended the t-shirts by the guy from Trucker Diablo. Other rock giants from here, who we did a video for, Voodoo, one of the best videos ever made, you know, when Kanye West ran up and Taylor Swift, he should have went, I believe Trucker Diablo had the best video, which they probably did, because it was fucking dynamite, pure genius, knocked out in a day, unreal. So, anyway, he recommended me to this guy who owns Super 8 Inc., printing company, and I went, no problem. I go over, I was told he was in the band Bonnevilles. Again, the name I'd heard, never really checked it out. And then I started checking out some of their songs. I was like, this is my mug of piss right here. And anyway, very strange story. This is a creepy fucking thing. I'm standing behind a guy in Nero Botanic, right? The coffee shop I frequent it all the time because it's a central meeting place for me and the squad, right? I'm standing behind this guy, big tall guy. He's like flicking through his phone, and the phone was like my eye level basically. And he's looking at photos of an album cover, and it says the Bonnevilles on it. And I was like, that is weird as shit that I would be standing here and that guy's in front of me just looking at a Bonnevilles thing. And I was like, I just basically ordered t-shirts off the guy from that band, right? I never put two and two together. Anyway, Andy, who is from the band and left down some fucking more t-shirts for me, I was talking away and I was like, here, I got, you know, I'm sorry, I'm slightly embarrassed to say, but you know, I've only recently sort of got into your music or whatever. And he goes, oh, fuck, well, here. And he runs back to the van and comes back with a copy of their album, which is called Arrow Through My Heart, which is what played at the start there. I don't know whether they're into that or not, but he gives me this fucking album. And I was like, oh, thank you very much, man. It's not out till the 18th. He had the pre-order on iTunes. I was like, that's fucking unreal. Right? I put the album on and it's fucking tremendous. See if you're like into shit that I would be into. First of all, I say this all the time. I listen to rap all day. But as soon as I've had a few fucking drinks in me, I'm like, I need some guitars. So things like Black Keys, Black Rebel Motorcycle Club, fucking White Stripes, any of those like slidey electric blues, fucking Clutch, any of those bands, that's my shit, right? And this band sound exactly like all those things, only better in most occasions. So I couldn't believe it. I was like, listen to this album, this is fucking... This is unbelievable. I might actually have to just contact them and go, here, do you want a video made? Because I have an idea for a video and I will just make you a video. But anyway, long story long, fuck it. I opened the album cover, right? The guy that's flicking through the photos in the Nero is in the picture. And I was like, bear in mind, there's only two people in this band. So I'm like, that's the fucking guy. That's the drummer from the band. We're standing in front. It was just, you're like, how small is this country? The drummer from the band standing in front of me, flicking through his fucking phone, obviously looking at album covers, trying to decide on one. And then I just ordered t-shirts off his mate. We have no idea who we are, each other is at the time. And I'm like, oh, fucking hell. So that was just weird. And then I told your man, I was like, you never guess what? I'm standing behind your fucking drummer while he's looking at album covers at a coffee shop. Not putting two and two together. Unbelievable. That was a really boring story, Colin. Why'd you even fucking give us that one? Cold coffee. Let's party. Weekly film review. Went to see Deadpool. It's funny. Don't know what else to tell you. Never read the comic books. However, Brody's wife is in it from fucking... whatever you call that fucking show. What's the show called? Homeland? You know where Brody comes back and fucking eventually goes to Ryder and just fucking dumps his load all over the fucking bit, all over the floor. Allahu Akbar, blap. She's his girlfriend, which if you were asked me, I'd be like, nah, I don't know if that's hot enough, because let's face it, Reynolds is a motherfucking smoke show. Jesus Christ. Ripped, huh? Ripped, you say? He must have been doing two workouts a day and no vodka for Reynolds. Ripped to shreds. That was the only thing annoyed me about the whole film. I was like, she's not hot enough for that shit. You know what I mean? She's alright, like, but I mean, give me some titties going on. Give me some titties and ass going on here. Instead of little, small, skinny girl. Fuck me. It's good. Yeah, it's alright. Some of the lines are too cheesy for me. It's a bit like, you know, like some... you just imagine some nerd in a sea of fucking Dorito crumbs going, hey, just writing those cheesy lines. Not today, mister. And then stabs him to death. I don't know. It was alright. I was eating pistachios in a cinema, which is probably the most disrespectful thing you can do. Second to openly shitting. Let's go through some news. What's been going on other than America freaking out over Trump? That would be weird as shit. It's the only thing makes me sort of calm is that I know for a fact, But it's pretty obvious that anyone that becomes president of America these days basically can't do anything. Because look at the shit Obama talked. Gonna change. Hope, change, whatever. And which is a terrible thing. You know, if you're a president, I've got hope. You're like, mate, fucking fuck your hope. Just do it, right? But he did nothing, really, essentially. I know it's not really on a time scale. Two presidencies isn't a lot to do anything at all. But, you know, he fucking didn't do much. So my only hope is that if Trump wins, he can't do much either. And they just go, right, here's the deal. Shut your fucking face, all right? You talked shit. You got in. We still run the place. You know, me and the Bilderbergs over here running shit. Don't you open your fucking jiggly stupid mouth with your candy floss hair, alright? Just sit there, fuck up, we'll run the country, and you slobber about Putin for the crack. And then we all get fucking murdered, stupid. Just you sit there and fuck up, or your next stop is just like some sort of, you're like, hey, do you wanna go for a wee drive through past this some sort of grassy knoll? Here, Trump, nice day for a drive, isn't it? We'll go wave at some people, kiss some babies, get in this convertible here. Just gonna drive through this plaza. What the fuck's a plaza? Don't know, mate. Full of Mexicans. Let's go. Poof. Imagine blowing his head off. Imagine shooting Trump in the head. Poof. It'd be like, just imagine the fluff coming off it, like you just shot into a fucking bale of hay. Goosh. All this fucking pish-coloured hair floating down in the wind. Anyway, that's giving me an erection talking about that. There was something on Crufts there. We was talking about dogs earlier. We watched a bit of Crufts, which was weird. Because they had an Alsatian in it, a German Shepherd. And someone was all like, this is an absolute disgrace that this dog has been entered as a good specimen. As a good example of this particular breed, because its back end was completely fucked. They do that to some dogs. They like breed them where, like, you know, say they want like shorter back legs on an Alsatian, they breed it to the point where the back legs look like the dog is fully disabled. You know, it's got like fucking polio and its legs never grew. That's how bad they've done it, and it looked like shit. I don't know if I agree with it at all. If only there was like a section in it called, you know, cool dogs, and they were marked in their personality. You know, you come in with a fucking perfect, like, whatever, and then they go, that's a great looking dog, but it's a wee dick, you know what I mean? Sometimes you see an ugly dog and you're like, that dog's great. It's ugly as fuck, but, you know, it's got a long face and a fat body. What's going on here? Looks like an emu, but it's a great dog. You know, we've all seen nice dogs that were fucking twats. You know, Fergie, the dog that we had that was essentially lost, or slash stolen, I want to say. Heartbreaking. Can't even talk about it, really. Makes me feel sick. You couldn't have got that dog to do fucking anything. It might have been borderline retarded, but was it very affectionate? It was lovely. It loved everybody. You know, it was just fun. It was very fun. It was a clumsy, disobedient fucking idiot because it had been through about five homes before we got it. But it was very affectionate. And then we think it was stolen because he just went missing, which was very, very sad. Very, very sad, though. Don't want to talk about it. But yeah, it's weird. See, when you see them lift the dogs by the tails and the fucking head and on, you're going, whoa, 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 whoa. I thought you were dog people. You know, rip its tail clean out of its arsehole there. And they touch it on the asshole a lot, don't they? Well, that's a lovely bitch. Gives a go at that. Right up the dot. What is that check for? That's a great dog. Let me just cup them balls real quick. That is definitely a spaniel. Really? You couldn't tell just by looking at it, sir? You had to finger its ball bag for fucking 3 minutes? Unbelievable. What was the other thing that I read? The tattoo fixers guy. Sketch. First of all, I've probably said this before, if I walked in that show and was like, all right, I want to get this tattoo covered up, and they're like, oh, cool, we'll just get Sketch. And I'd be like, get fucking Neil or whatever his real name is. Sketch. Get the fuck out of my life. Hi, I'm Sketch. Hi, I'm 30. Fuck. I'm not calling you Sketch, you fucking dickhead. Cut your hair as well. You look like a lost prophet that would fuck a child. Unbelievable. I feel the need to do that every time I say lost prophets. I'm concerned about where the rest of the lost prophets are after your man Ian... What's his name? Huntley? No. Ian Watson? Is it Watkins? Atkins? I don't know. After he's the worst paedophile. He's just like, yeah, I just would love to fuck a baby. How about that? Yeah. Didn't even make any. It was just like, not like that footballer who's like, maybe I just wanted to fuck a 15-year-old. And of course, the photos went up of her too. And everyone was like, I'd definitely go to jail, mate, fat. See her? And of course, you look at her and you go, you know, this is the deal with we girls now. You can fucking take the right photo with the right makeup. I know rightly, because girlfriend Maury's a fucking makeup artist, and she turns around some fucking monkers. That's a lie. Majority of them are pretty good looking. But, you know the tricks. You can get to a wee girl who's like, without the makeup, she looks like a 12-year-old. And then they do her fucking eyebrows up and her lips and do her hair and all, and squish her, like, cell tape her wee titties together. And next minute you're going, she's 40. She's a 40-year-old washed-up MILF. She looks like a washed-up porn star right now. Washes it all off, goes to school the next day, you wouldn't fucking bat an eyelid. It's very weird. Very fucking weird. However, professional footballer, definitely fuck everyone else, bro. Definitely fuck everyone else, not a 15-year-old. Okay? Okay? Fuck a 20-year-old that looks like she's 16, how about that? I'm sure you can find one. You're not like the rest of the people where you're like, where do I find these women? If you're a professional footballer, you probably get so much blurt that you can literally filter. You can filter them. You can be like, she's hot, but she looks like a 23-year-old hot person. I'm looking for someone who looks like they're 16. On you go. Are you sure you don't want to buck me anyway? Nah. Should buck anyone I want. Keep walking. Keep on walking. Good lad. So we went for, the tattoo fixers guy. Sketch apparently went to cover up some fucking, I don't know, was it like transgender, female to male, whatever the fuck it was, and basically fucked up the whole tattoo and destroyed. Just, there's something to do with, I don't know what the fuck it was, infection or whatever, but destroyed it, and everyone's like, and then someone else put up a photo saying like they went in for a cover up. And it said, like, fucking Janine across her arse cheek. And then they put a big peacock feather on it. And then it faded. And then now it just says Janine with a peacock feather around it. Exciting. By the way, I've watched that program a few times. And I've never seen a good cover-up, ever. It's always like, oh, yeah, I got my ex-girlfriend's name on my leg. And they're going, cool. Do you know what's better than your ex-girlfriend's name? And in their mind, they're thinking, anything at all. How about I draw an elephant on your leg? Yeah, that looks great. Fuck off. Oh, come in. I've got a little heart here on my arm that's kind of faded. What do you want to cover that up with? We're going to cover that up with a seagull, right? It's a seagull eating chips at the beach. You like the beach, don't you? Yeah, shut up. It's a seagull eating chips. It's the size of your whole arm. Great. No mirrors in the place, and they get to just walk up to the... I'm dying for someone just to walk up to that window and pull up their thing and go, that looks like absolute shit. I thought you were doing a dragon that's a seagull, you fucking dickhead. Eating chips? Yeah, but you love the beach, remember? Fucking... Listen, Sketch. Or fucking Martin, whatever your real name is. I'm going to look that guy's real name up. It better be real... He better be christened Sketch, or I'm going to... Just go to his house and slap him in the face with a dick. Let's move on to questions, guys. We're at 43 minutes. If it hasn't gone the way of Begley being interviewed in the middle of this, I apologise. Maybe it did. I don't know yet. I don't know what the crack is. Because I'm in the garage today, you can probably hear birds in the background. It's probably very tranquil, to be honest with you. I've screenshotted some of the pictures, because I'm professional as fuck. So that's how it's going to work today. Let's go through them. Got a lot of questions. By the way, guys, follow me on Snapchat. The views are going rightly up. I seem to be getting a lot of people going, mate, that's the funniest fucking... And you're like, okay, well, that's me not putting any effort into videos ever again. Thanks, mate. Here we go. Sorry if this phone fucking beeps. I'll turn it off completely. Here we go. Let's rattle through these. St. Paddy's Day. So Aaron has just given me that as a topic. Well, I sort of glanced over it at the start. I'm probably too old to be fucking celebrating it. Although we will be doing Laveries tomorrow. 16th of March, pre St. Paddy's Day fucking lube-up session. Comedy. Huh? Real Irish comedians too. With Irish voices and everything. It's going to be unbelievable. St. Paddy's Day, yeah, it's fucking... It's good, like, see when you're a student and you fuck all else to do, it's the best crack ever, you know? Pace yourself, you know, don't be drinking shots and buckfast at fucking 3 in the afternoon. Because it's going to be a long night. You're going to end up buying some, like, chips and then barfing on the chips and not getting to eat the chips. And then waking up, you know, just going, where's my wallet and my life? So, yeah, it's good crack. It's ironic that, you know, sometimes the best St. Paddy's Day things to go to are in different countries, you know. Go to Edinburgh for St. Paddy's Day, great crack. Glasgow, whatever. Just don't stay here. It's weird that, like, the Holy Lands of Belfast became where a load of cultures went to fucking destroy the place. And everyone's cracking up. I don't know what it is about the, like, swarms. You know, wear whatever you want, but see when you're in Belfast, it's like, we don't need to know that you're, you know what I mean? It's like, just, why are you wearing full head-to-toe GAA gear? And why is there 9 of you, and you're all wearing the same shit? Did none of you own a pair of jeans, like? Must let everyone know the parish that I play fucking Gaelic for. That no one watches, even though we all live and die by it. Did you ever see that? Oh, who's playing this week? Oh, it's bloody blah versus bloody blah. Oh, and they're giving each other a stick. And I'm sure anybody's couldn't fucking finish her dinner. Who's at it? Fucking nobody. But they're still slagging each other and buying the kits. Unbelievable. Some fucking small dump outside fucking Newry or something. I don't know. What a shithole. What's your favourite insult? Either one you use or one you've heard? Oh, Jesus Christ. That's from Lee Anderson. I don't know. There's plenty of them. I was joking around the other day, like, you know, as insults develop, you know, like, people are really fucking clever and mean about them. Sometimes it's funny just to hear, like, your da or something just going, fuck up, you stupid cunt. You know, when you hear just, fuck off, you fat bastard. Just something your da would shout at when he's got road rage. You know what I mean? Hit this dopey bitch. Something like that. Rather than, you know, getting clever with it. So I think I like that. I think I like the old school, like, taxi driver insults, you know. This fucking black bastard here. I literally heard that once in a taxi. And he repeated it like I didn't hear him. He said, I get it away, you black bastard. And I went, laughed, and then he went, I say, get out of the fucking way, you black bastard. And I was like, oh, cool. This is fun. It's almost like I'm paying you for stand-up material at the end of this. James McCauley, are you a fan of the Raconteurs? I am. I wouldn't say I'm a huge fan, but I do own... They might only have 2 albums. I think I have 2 of their albums. Yeah, I mean, I'm a massive Jack White fan, so anything he sort of goes near, I'll have a listen to, certainly. I like watching any live videos of them rather than the old... album versions, I think, but yeah, I'm a fan, so there you go. Got any t-shirts or something? What's your favourite type of lettuce? And this is from Aidan Gilroy. Go for top 3. It's too tricky just to pick one. Well, it's gonna be iceberg, romaine, and fucking rocket, probably, isn't it? Because beyond that, who gives a fuck? There is one that's, like, soft and furry. I don't know the name of it. The midget gems or whatever. There's one that they've got this like a weird texture. It's literally like furry. Don't like it. Drink away from the mic. Also, Aidan, what sort of fucking lunatic are you? Like, lettuce fan are you? Lettuce grower? I think when I was in school, people used to find it hilarious that my name rhymed with lettuce. Oh, is that lettuce, Gareth? And you're like, you know your second name's Brunt, right? Hmm? Just fucking bear that in mind. You fucking cunt! As if, I love that, like, when people hit you with that shit when you're, like, an adult. It's like someone saying they're ginger. How are you? What you gingers are like? As if they're gonna go, am I ginger? I didn't even fucking notice till there now. Even though it's been pointed out to me every fucking day since forever. Chris McCulloch, any sports you would like to have a go at that you haven't yet? Started surfing recently and it's awesome. Of course it's awesome. How could it not be? Although, are you not in Australia? So look out for them. Look out for everything. I'd be scared of my fucking shadow in Australia. I've surfed once, but I was younger. Don't know. Just not... Not that I'm against it, but I just haven't had a lot of fucking experience of seaside activities. Bodyboarding, boogie boarding, whatever. Yeah, I've tried it all, like, but... what sports would I like to try? There's shit that I would definitely... Like, when I was a kid, I fucking loved BMXing. And I just, even still to this day, if I see a sweet BMX, I'm like, that's a fucking sweet BMX. However, when you're a giant fucking gorilla man... It doesn't really lend itself to driving a, to cycling a tiny bike around. Although I like them. I like a sweet fucking BMX. But I would probably be more into that shit if it wasn't so fucking like... If I got a BMX, it would just disappear up my asshole is what I'm saying. I like all that shit. I like watching skate videos and that's weird. I like all those sort of street urban sports. What other sports is there that I could get into? Any sort of fighting sports? Probably wouldn't mind doing a bit of boxing, as long as no one hit me. I like all the grapply type things. Rugby's alright, but it's like... It's hard to play at a decent level. What other sports are there? I don't know. Yeah, quite, I don't know. No real team sports that I would give a shit about. I'm not going to go out and play tennis. That would be a goddamn mess. Maybe some sort of snow-based one. But again, too much... Do you know what I think would be good crack? But it seems like a mountain to climb. Ice hockey. You know, you can't just go, let me try ice hockey. It has to be like, oh yeah, the kit is... There's loads of kit. There's a stick. If you can't skate already, you're fucked. Learn to skate. And then the fucking hand-eye coordination it's going to take to operate a puck is fucking a clean nightmare. So, figure it out. Yeah, so I don't know. Did that answer any questions? I think I would definitely get into more like... If I wasn't such a fat bastard and big and didn't have a shit knee, I would probably definitely be like... On a BMX or a mountain bike or some sort of skateboard. I don't know, I like those sort of things. Downhill mountain biking. Quite like watching that, but again, where do you start? Nah, just go buy yourself an 8 grand bike. This is dearer than a motorbike. Yeah, I know. Enjoy it. And you're probably going to hit a fucking tree and die, but go ahead, knock yourself out. Let's go through these. Nigel Nemnem Lamont. Does the rise of Trump in presidential race confirm Americans are indeed idiots? Well... There was even a famous quote from Trump a while ago. He's like, if it was going to run, it would just appeal to Republicans because they're fucking stupid. And there is a massive... America's kind of like... It's like two liberals' sides sandwiching a big pile of fucking morons. So if all you have to do is turn around and go, I hate immigrants. My point about immigrants was always... shared with Doug Stanhope's, and he was like, you know, he lives on the Mexican border, and he's like, you see them come across the border in a Ford Focus, and 16 of them get out, like, a was it like a clown car? And have no shoes and they're dehydrated and they can't speak English. And he's like, if that guy's stealing your job, you're a fucking idiot. And I sort of share that opinion. But yeah, that's what he does. He just appeals to idiots. He hits all the buzzwords. Goddamn son to kill fucking Islam and, you know, just fucking stupid shit that means nothing. Do you think Kanye West is the biggest dickhead in the bout? I think he is one of them fellas that's never had a good dig in the bake. That's from Terry McConnell. I always say the worst thing about Kanye West is that he's actually good. If he was shit, you'd be able to just go, get this fucking useless cunt out of my face. However, Kanye West is a fucking genius. As Arma Khan said, I'm tired of apologising for him, but he's fucking good, and that's the truth. He's lethal. Even that new album, I was like, ah, what the fuck, Kanye? This is bullshit. Re-listen to it. A couple weeks later, I'm like, that's brilliant. Okay, that is a brilliant album. He's great. He's fucking great. He's a full maniac. Although, if you were to ask me what the real fucking psychology behind it is, it's probably someone who thought that they were very talented, and they were definitely very talented, but no one would give them a chance for a long time. And then eventually he bursts through and becomes the biggest rapper in the world. And then he's just bitter. And that's, I understand that feeling of wanting something, not being given any respect. And then all of a sudden when people are ready, they're like, oh, we like you now. And you're like, do you know what? Fuck you. I didn't see you knocking about whenever I was absolutely fucking killing it. You dumb bitch. So I understand that mindset. I'd be better. No, I'm a big Kanye West fan. Totally gonna get a tattoo, man. So, weirdest phobia you've witnessed someone display? Any phobia is weird. Like my sister has a chronic fear of vomiting. So like, if someone was being sick, she would literally phone up in tears, like she was being killed. Like, what's wrong? She's like, someone's being sick. And you're like, well, you're in a nightclub, like, so don't know what you were expecting. Maniac. I definitely have a fear of large indoor spaces, which I looked up, which apparently is real, which I've talked about in this podcast before. But there's been a few times where I've walked into, I remember going to see a concert in the Odyssey, and it was like one of the earlier ones into it, and there was no one in the arena yet. And the vastness of it just made me have a fucking panic attack. Not a real panic attack, but just like, this is fucked up. Same thing happened to me in the Tate Modern in London on a uni trip. Just this giant fucking building. I was like, oh my God. You know when you start thinking about like, who built this? Who was at the top of that building? I'm gonna be sick. Weird phobia. Other than that, no, I don't know if I've witnessed any fucking weird ones. Not a question, but one podcast a week is not enough. Hashtag loves it. Roisin McGreevy. Well, okay then. The people have spoken. I'll do what I can. I'll try and get another fucking podcast out. I mean, I really should religiously just give you dates and go, this is when podcasts are out. But whatever. I'll work on it. Can you video some of the Lavery's comedy nights, because I moved to England and never get a chance to get home to see it. Dolores Gallagher. I pretty much do. And there's a backlog of footage. So it's more just a matter of, like, getting the time to put together wee reels. The problem is with material. Dolores, which is a phenomenal name. It's a bit rough when it comes to stand-up comedians' material, because you can take a little snippet of it and put it up, and they're like, fuck you, that was like the first time I did that joke, you know? So the joke may get better, it might become a staple part of their set. So what you have to do is I just nick little lines, but I tell you what, the only thing that's been putting me off, Dolores, is the fact that my computer can barely deal with the fucking thing, but I've got new... This is, I'm just going into things Colin buys. I've ordered new RAM, so the computer will be four times the speed it was, hopefully. So, because I film at Lavery's on like a GoPro usually, it's enormous amounts of footage in full HD. So, it'll be able to be processed. That's mainly what was putting me off, was just every time I put it on the computer's just going, oh God, that's too much, Colin. My back. Steam coming out the back and all. So, yeah, I'll get working on it. As soon as this new RAM comes, I'll start putting up regular things. They'll be on the Lavery's Comedy Club page. Give it a like.
Okay.
And let me know if you're ever over and we'll get you on the guest list or something for a comedy. Probably not. Well, well. Alex Johnson, favourite Raven tunes? Jesus. Oh, God. Raven tunes? I don't know. Like when you're drunk and you're like, remember that tune? What was it? Marco V? That red, purple, pink or whatever the fuck it's called? Anything dirty, you know? Old Prodigy things. Go nuts, that shit. You name it. Big tunes, bro. Chris Ralph, what do you think about men crossing their legs, in brackets, like women, unless you're Bruce Jenner? Then it's fine because he's a woman. Also, what about a fight tonight in West Belfast involving hammers and two fellas ended up having their faces battered and covered in blood? Mental. Okay, I didn't really hear about that. That's not the type of shit that makes news anymore, is it?
You keep out there fucking self. After I hit you in the face with a fucking hammer, mate. Yo.
Oh my God, there's some... Oh my God, with the questions. Right. I didn't hear about the fucking hammer face thing. What do you think about men crossing their legs? If you can do it, fair play. I can't do that full women's cross leg thing. I have to do the angular, like, with my... Say I put my right foot on my left knee, and then my shin goes straight across. That's the only way I can cross my leg. I can't properly cross it. Because you're like, first of all, I've got legs like a fucking rhino. Second of all, am I just going to completely sandwich my dick and balls? No thanks. That's a terrible sandwich. Would you ever do a General Banter live podcast tour? I absolutely would, Brian, if anyone would go fucking watch it. Tell me where you live and we'll see. We'll compile a list of places where we could do stuff. Where is the Edinburgh Fringe set from the summer? I can't find it. Okay, I basically deleted it. That's from Oshie McClelland. I deleted it, me by accident. So, it was shit anyway, but do you worry about it. Joseph Watson, how do I listen to these podcasts? I explained to him. You basically go to SoundCloud or iTunes and you search for it. And you subscribe. The best way to do it is get the podcast app on your phone. Just download it to the phone. Walk about, listen to it. Danny Williams, 3 marathons in 2 months. My tits as good as hit my forehead when I run. I like pizza more than doctors. I like pizza more than doctors like my blood pressure. Donate to Dan's Just Giving page. Dan Williams. Just Giving page. You must be running 2 marathons. I can't click the link here, mate, but I'll do it in the next podcast or I'll retweet. Tweet, mate. I'll fucking retweet it and whatever. What do you think about vaping, Ryan Doyle? I mean, if you're doing it to try and quit smoking, you're going about it the wrong way. If you're doing it instead of smoking, it's probably not that bad, although you do look fucking stupid. I work in NHS. What do you think of the smoking ban on all trust sites? Seeing the enforcers today, we call them Berkeley Bobbies. It does seem weird that outside like a fucking ward in like a hospital, you would see people in a smoking hut smoking. But it's real life. People smoke, you know? And if it's the only fucking break a nurse might get, work away. You have to let people smoke like it's real life. Looks unsightly, but grow up. Would you ever look at crowdfunding your own web series of comedy, be it sketch-based or stand-up? I would, apart from I don't necessarily believe in it. You know, give me money up front, it might be good, whatever. Yeah, I think that was pretty much the last question. Would you look at crowdfunding the series? I know the Bark Boys are doing it. They're very popular and get a lot of support. I don't ever feel like I've had that support through videos. Not trying to get the fucking violins going here. People love his shit and he throws it up and gets a lot of support. He's more likely to get it to work for him, so fair play. Would I try it? Probably. I have a great idea that I would love to do. I'll look into it. Carl,
What would you give me, a fiver? Peter Byrne. Is that how you say that? Planning and gigging in Dublin anytime soon? I have no plans, but I would like to try something, yeah. That's it. Maybe we'll organise a general banter tour. I'll look into it, guys. Anyway, that's about time up. I should be recording a separate podcast with Conor Begley, aka the Man Boy, from Chuck McGinley and the Man Boy, very shortly. We'll talk about acting. But cheers for listening, and remember the gig's coming up tomorrow, Lavery's Comedy Club. St. Paddy's Day, we're in Rathlin. 1st of April, we're fucking... Where's that one? Warren Point. And then the 2nd is the Book Reserve gig, one more time. It's going to be awesome. ColinGeddes.com. Get yourself a General Banter t-shirt. Follow me on Snapchat. It's ColinGeddes. Instagram. All that shit. I'll keep putting up stupid videos. And I'll speak to you next week. See you later.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner. So you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you. And most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.